From NPR News, it's Day to Day. This is not boasting exactly. Probably it's nothing to boast about. But this country is extraordinarily good at both advertising and television. Why, then, would the rest of the world see a better TV ad campaign than we do here in this country? That's what Slate.com ad critic Seth Stevenson has been wondering.
The product in question is Sony's Bravia television set. You may have seen a recent ad for Bravia, one that wasn't aired in the U.S. but has been wildly popular online. It featured 250,000 brightly colored Super Bowls cascading through the hilly streets of San Francisco. The only sound accompanying this amazing real stunt was this quiet music. The ad was a hit both with audiences and with jaded ad makers themselves, who admired the sheer audacious complexity of the shoot. Unfortunately, Sony's new American ad isn't nearly as enchanting.
Nice picture.
Listen, would you like to...
The ad starts with a man and woman meeting cute on a sidewalk as they find themselves both admiring a Sony Bravia TV in a store window. The scene stops there. We wonder, is he about to ask her on a date? Then some text flashes up on screen, text you can only really see if you pause it on a DVR, and we're directed to Sony's website to see several alternate endings to the ad. Curiously, the endings are takeoffs on movie genres, and they're gender-specific. An ending allegedly for men parodies the classic high school football film.
Listen, would you like to...
Coach! Tonight's the playoffs, and without your words of wisdom and fatherly coaching style, we don't have a chance.
An ending for women portrays, and I'm not kidding here, a musical production number entirely about shoes.
Listen, would you like to be my new shoe model?
Marco Gnocchi!
Shoe, shoe, shoe.
Heels, pumps, sandals, and boots that thrill.
There's also an anime ending for men, and a weepy medical drama for the ladies. The thing that would actually bring people to Sony's website is compelling content. Clips at the site that we genuinely enjoy watching and want to tell our friends about. Sadly, this content isn't so compelling. Nothing in any of these shorts left me saying, gosh, I'm glad I took the time to download that. To make sure I wasn't alone, I checked the stats on YouTube, where these spots are also posted. Their viewership there is anemic, a few thousand at most. Compare that to the Super Bowl's ad, which has nearly 4 million views. Rather than spending money and effort on four merely adequate shorts, this suggests that Sony should have funneled its energy into one spectacular ad that people actually want to see. Luckily, Sony did that too. Paint, the follow-up to the Super Bowl spot, features endless gallons of paint exploding in and around a Glasgow apartment complex. Paint is not as breathtaking as the Super Bowl's, but it's still fairly astonishing. Both ads use minimal special effects, so what appears to be happening is really happening. But more important, both ads center on a simple but powerful sales message. Our TV's superior design can capture intense color, and both have been viral successes. Why does U.S. television get a circuitous, uninspired Bravia campaign, while the rest of the world gets iconic spots like Paint and the Super Bowl's? Good question. I give the American Bravia ads a C-. And don't get me started on the dinosaur gender role assumptions. Women can't like anime or football. Men can't like stylish shoes.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for the online magazine Slate. You'll find links to all the ads that he mentioned at slate.com.